Warning, the following podcast contains strong language which may be offensive to some listeners and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and it's pretty funny, so lighten up.
Hey y'all, it's Noxy. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the pain assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxy, what's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Pain assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude, and they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear. Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Pain Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. My name is Alex, and I will be your host, as always. We've got a fun one today. Normally, I don't have a co-host on these question and answer or Q&As, but Bruno's here, COVID-free. Finally, he can come on the podcast, won't spread his germs through the internet. And we've got Mr. Ted Ripley. This is going to be a fun one, ladies and gentlemen. Ted.
What?
So, all right. So, first question, Ted.
What?
So, give us the how, the where, the when, and the why did you start detailing?
Because I always kept my vehicles looking good. People start noticing, and they wanted me to start doing their cars. And it took me a couple of years before I felt like I was confident enough to put somebody else's car. And then from there, did a little stint in 101. Cormie found me, threw me in Bruno's group. Me and Bill Martin.
Grabbed you by the scruff of the neck and threw you in the pain assassins, right?
Yeah. And now things are looking good when you get paid.
Yeah, when you get the paycheck working, right?
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear that one?
Listen, if, for everybody who out there who's seen Ted's griping and groaning in the group, Ted can tell you the story of why.
All right. Why I haven't been paid for that Camaro is because I fucked up. But there's some circumstances that threw me off. I've
technology.
Fucking technology. Well, the owner, the girl, she gave me her phone. Believe it or not, I have done it from another phone than mine. And I just stuck my name in there, and then she hit the button and off it went. I don't know how many Edward Ripleys are in the fucking world, but one of them got the money.
Me probably like, holy shit, wow, there's a lot. I don't want to ask how much she spent on the car, but I'm pretty sure that guy was just like, nice.
Well, she spent $1,600.
Yeah, he probably was just like, holy shit.
Well,
this is not
for the car, and she tipped me. So she 16. But like I was telling Alex, I said, shit, man, I spent a couple of $100 on the coating and shit. So really, I'm out about $16.50. That stings, man.
Hey, that other Ted Ripley is like, holy shit, my new stimulus came in.
he contacted that guy through email. I guess you can do it in PayPal. Uh-huh. And y'all read that, didn't you? Where that first sentence was, will return as soon as it clears.
Yeah.
And I'm going, that motherfucker's already lying. Because mm-hmm. friends and family, it's there in a nano.
Yeah.
So he already had that. Well, today I found out he's blocked her now. So he's gone.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, man.
What yeah. a piece of shit.
Yeah.
This is off. I was thinking about quitting again.
You know what you need to get, Ted, is a card reader, bro.
A what?
A card reader.
A swiper. Now,
oh, I'm going. I told Alex already, it's cash from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to remember. You got to remember, Ted's doing it for fun, man. He doesn't need to set up a credit
card. That's why
money's money, man. I don't care if it's for fun or if it's well, a career.
Given, you know, I do what, 8 cards a year. I only got 2 left, so I'm done for this year. You know?
2 left? You still got like 6 months to go, bro. What are you talking about?
But he only does 8 a year.
I know, but I mean.
I'm ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
You need to well, maybe just take a vacation.
Yeah.
What's that?
Listen, technically you got 3 more to go because you didn't get paid on that Camaro.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation, Bruno. I've been on vacation since 1994.
You need to come down to Florida, Ted.
I know. I think my daughter's going to be gone by the end of this year, and then I'm moving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm waiting for her to move out. Shit. She's 30 fucking years old. I hope she ain't here. That's my child I raised by myself. Mm. So it'll be rough when she does leave. So she got a big old raise and position where she works, and she, I think I'm finally support myself. I'm going fucking A, you know. Where it'll be different being totally just me and my dog.
Yeah.
Because there won't be anybody around. In fact, I think about selling everything and buying me a nice mobile home. Get me a few more big dogs.
You gonna get rid of the Charger?
I'm gonna do a Rain or Shelton and start big time mobile detailing.
There you go.
There you go.
You can't do mobile detailing. Who the fuck are you kidding? The fuck out of here with that shit. You would die.
I'm not considering my health, am I?
No, you're not.
I'm like, there's a reason that you don't work, and I've got plans of
plus how are you gonna take a nap if you're well, I guess you could hop in the mobile RV or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Take your nap in the driveway or something like that. Someone's house.
Oh, I was going to get one of them big buses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Man, fucking VA loan, man. Shit. Yeah. Them things are expensive.
Hell yeah, they are.
I'll sell this condo when she leaves. I ain't staying here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She moved down to the Villages.
What's that? Retirement home.
It's a retirement city.
Damn, man, that's rude.
That's the happening place, though, apparently.
Detailers. The entry-level coating game started in 2016 with Anyo Ceramic Coating. With its unique single-layer composite technology, Anyo allowed detailers to achieve greater levels of success faster. But in 2021, Anyo, along with Y-Wax and CC105, received a facelift. Now, under the HyperClean Ceramics line, Y-Wax's Uno, Anyo has become Dos, and CC105 is now Tres. Being a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year single layer, that's right, detailers, single layer ceramic coating. Pick yours up at the Detail Supply app, and if you mention Detail 15, you will save 15% off your purchase. So go to the Detail Supply app and pick up Uno, Dos, Tres, and use the code DETAIL15 to save 15% off your total package.
Yeah, but I bet it's expensive too. In Florida, everything's expensive.
Yeah.
Depends where you are.
Huh?
It depends where you are. Like, yeah, Florida is getting more expensive, but it also depends where you are. Like, let's say Ocala, right? Ocala is an hour north of me, and I think Ocala is an hour and a half from you, Alex.
About, yeah.
All right. So Ocala is, there's a lot of land in Ocala. It's not really built up out there. So it's less expensive than living where either Alex or I live, because it's built up around us, especially around him, since he's closer to Orlando.
Right.
But the problem is these places that aren't really built up are getting built up, which is causing the inflation of everything becoming more expensive. So you gotta buy land now if you can find it,
yeah,
and then build later.
Well, that's good info.
Yeah.
I mean, there's places near me too, like Tampa is very expensive.
I bet.
And then, like, literally, you go, I don't know, 10, 15 miles east to Odessa, and it's less expensive over there because there's more land to buy. But again, it's getting built up.
Odessa, Florida?
Yeah.
I'm from Odessa, Texas. Catch off guard there.
Yeah. All right, so back to the question. So you started because you kept your vehicles clean. You started doing other people's. But when was this?
When was, hold on.
Technology.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well,
I guess I hit the right button.
Yeah. So when did you start doing other people's cars?
3 years ago last May.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the beginning, it was, you know, paint correction with a hex logic pad. And a Porter cable. What was that, 74 something?
Mm-hmm.
And I burnt that son of a bitch up.
Yeah.
That's when Cormy was mentoring me, and he turned me on to the Zen tool, the dreaded Zen tool. That fucking quit. Y'all remember that video?
Yeah.
I got two of them in a row. They quit the same way. I don't think the manufacturer actually repaired that first. Because that's too coincidental, don't you think?
Right, yeah.
And then I got the rupees and then better pads, better products. Just kept doing it.
Right. So you're probably the prime candidate to ask, do machines, products, and pads matter?
In my case, fuck yeah. You think I have skill?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I never doubted that you had no skill.
Everybody's got some kind of skill.
Yeah. You know what I always say? Right, what? Before ready to polish, not compound, because I can tear shit up compound. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. And when it comes to polishing, the first thing I tell myself before I start, I said, all right, this is the money maker right here. And I take that shit serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, right?
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a little bit of truth in that, right? I mean, like anybody can grab whatever compound and cut pad. And I mean, you can hammer the shit out of some paint, but if you can't come back and cut that down and refine it and polish it out.
That's what I mean, a skill.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe somebody less skilled is you're going to see different things, right? Somebody more skilled, yours is going to look like shit.
Yeah.
But I do, ever since I've been doing that, that's what I do.
So
I get really mentally prepared because I want to look absolutely.
Oh, that's good. So how do you find your clients? I mean, when you first started out like 3 years ago, I'm guessing you were just doing like friends, family, neighbors, stuff like that. So how did it, did it grow word of mouth from there, or?
Made them cards, you know, Rip's Garage, and they'll take them and pass them. Most of these people are car show type people, especially the Dodge cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are a lot of cars, and then there's some more race cars in that group too.
Right.
But they'll, most of those people have returned over the years, especially since I started coating, you know, because that's something I had no idea how to do before.
Right.
Before Paint Assassins.
Yeah. Yes.
Paint.
Now, have you done any formal training or just
no
learning as you go kind of deal?
Yeah.
Would you go to a formal training?
Huh?
Would you go to a formal training?
Yeah, probably. Okay. But I live kind of like a hermit life.
Yeah, I mean, and you only do 8 cars a year, so it's
you don't want to
spend your yearly income on formal training either, right?
No. I don't even have an income. What are you talking about?
I know.
I know what you have.
No, you don't.
Well, you got that nice retirement money.
Nah. Nobody ever got rich off retirement money. Trust me.
No, they don't, but you live pretty damn comfortably. Trust me. I know. I got that retirement money too.
I like to call it the public tit. I hope that doesn't offend anybody.
Nobody's going to understand.
I've been on the public tit since 94. Fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm not working for a reason. There is a reason that I. And that first customer I had was actually the first money I had earned since 94.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It felt good. You know, I think that first vehicle I did, I think I got $300. Yeah, $300. Man, it made me feel good. Fucking, I'm finally earning some money, you know. It's been a long time.
Right, right.
So.
Right. So. So for people that don't know, let's go back. I mean, you are a vet. So tell us about that. You know, when did you,
what happened?
Well, what department did you serve in Which branch did you serve in?
Navy, and from 75 to 81.
Okay. And Walt told me to ask you when were you in the Coast Guard? Walt Sanders said to ask you when you were in the Coast Guard.
I ain't no fucking coast. Man, you're gonna freaking out.
No, but let's go back so when did you join the Navy?
75, right out of high school.
Okay.
and for a 6-year stint, but that includes 2 years of nuclear power school. And then you're expected to put in 4 good years, you know.
Okay.
I had an accident down in the plant and got cut real bad on my hand, but it was during an emergency stop the shaft drill. And in nuclear power, you play the game or you're going to be in trouble.
Right.
So I have to stick that hand in 140 degree lube oil that oils the main engine and check the strainer for metallic particles, say. And well, that got blood poisoning and it turned into a very destructive and aggressive type of arthritis.
Ouch.
Which, you know, I've had to put up with for like 40 years.
How old were you when that happened?
21.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I worked for 18 years.
Right.
In my selected field, you know. I used to teach at nuclear power plants.
Okay.
Primarily operators, reactor operators. And during the 80s, man, if y'all remember back, I don't know if you do, but Three Mile Island.
Yeah.
When that happened, the investigation came to a conclusion that those operators didn't know what they was doing because training sucks. So when Reagan was president and I got out, one everybody that had a nuclear power back.
Right.
And the money was out there because all these power plants in the country had totally dismantle the current training programs and then build new ones.
Okay.
And that's what I did.
Oh, wow.
Had a lot of friends from the Navy do that. And then it just got to the point where I was having so many surgeries that in 94, I said, fuck it. I couldn't stand in front of a class.
Right.
Just that. Yeah. You know, I'd gotten divorced in custody of my daughter. So I decided I'd just be a stay-at-home dad.
Right. And the surgeries were all stemmed from the incident with your hand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was service-connected. They put me out because of it.
Right.
I had 2 surgeries in the Navy, and it didn't help at none, so they put me out at 20% disabled.
Wow.
It just got worse and worse and started attacking all my major joints that surgeries weren't really doing that. Man, I got freaking artificial joints, fused joints.
Yikes.
You know, my right dominant arm, I've had a prosthetic in the elbow since 93. The first one failed after 5 years. So they had to make a custom one. And that's this one that's in there now. That's 98. That'd be 23 years it's been in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they only got you at 20%, bro?
What?
They only got you at 20%?
That's what they put me out at. Yeah.
Did it raise?
Huh?
Has it risen?
Well, yeah, I'm 100% total and permanent.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Bruno.
I'm about to fucking flip shit. Give a fucking guy like you 20%? Are you fucking kidding me?
Man, what, you said you were 70?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, back in 94 is when I had fought the previous 5 years. And I even went to the Board of Veterans Appeals and they overturned everything. It took me 5 years to go from 90 to 100% total and permanent. But I was a persistent son of a bitch back then. Now, I don't get called in for nothing, you know.
Right.
I mean, like I said, there's a reason I'm not working, you know.
Yeah.
And even doing this, there will come times, you know, that I may coming up. And so a bunch of guys, because I have to tell these people, you know, that want their cars done. And they'll all come at once, you know.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah. Now we know why it takes Ted Ripley 2 weeks to do a car.
Yeah.
You want to know the reason?
No, we do now.
Because I can.
Very true. Very true.
If they don't agree, of course, all of them know that before they come. That's what their friends tell them. You got to leave until he's done. You rush him because he don't give a fuck.
I'm sure they see you and they go, oh, Jesus. Father. Yeah. Father, yeah. Time over here is gonna be working on my car.
Yeah.
I know it'll be done in days.
The detailing senior citizen program.
Yeah. Man, it's weird how it all started and is continuing for the fourth year. I'm going,
right.
I wasn't planning on doing this. It hurts when I do it. Yeah. Oh, it does.
How long do you want to do it for? I mean, until you can't, or are you like, I'll do it another year and bail out? No,
really. The only thing that will stop me is my body.
Yeah.
It does hurt. It gets painful as fuck, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And because I don't have the room to have a chair in here. Everybody I see in Paint Assassins, they'll be in a chair.
Oh, yeah. I love my chair.
Yeah.
My lazy ass loves my chair.
Well, the thing is I'm bending over at the waist.
Yeah.
And that's when it hurts the worst. And, you know, I've had 3 back surgeries. That last one was freaking back surgery from hell. And but I don't know how else to do it. I don't have the room.
Right. You don't have enough room to get like a little stool in there you could sit and then scooch it over kind of deal?
I've angled the car and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I just can't get used to that. Sitting down doing that. No.
Right.
I stand up and do what I do. it's just the way I've been doing it. And it's
right.
That's the way I do it.
Listen, the sun never shines on the bottom quarter of a door anyways, right?
Bullshit, I get all up there. I do, man. When I do a car, I do everything.
That's good.
That's just the way I do it. I'm getting tired of doing interiors. I'm getting point. I don't want to do them no more.
Yeah.
Just, especially if they're little, like that Camaro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm kind of a fat ass right now.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what, I don't, you know, it's been well documented on this podcast. Like, I don't like doing interiors, but Vincent sent me a set of his new brushes and I kind of want to do an interior now to play with them, try them out. Cause they look really nice.
Why don't you just paint your car?
The newer,
you know, there's no motivation when I do my own cars. Like I get all gung ho, like, all right, I'm going to do this. Right. And by the time I get from the driver door panel to start working on the dashboard, I'm like, I'm out. So the driver door panel looks really good. And then the rest of the car just looks like somebody slathered it in Armor All.
Yeah. Bruno, you need a cough drop.
I got some in a bag over there.
Well, take one.
All right. I'll go take one.
Break.
Yeah. Bruno. But dang it, I had a question for you. No, I can't think of it. So let's talk about Paint Assassins a little bit. Now I know everybody jokes about you taking 18 naps a day or whatever. I honestly don't even remember where that started. Do you remember where that started? Who started it? How it came up? You're such a good guy for just kind of rolling with it.
Oh, I love to have fun.
Yeah.
I do, man. You know, my life ain't gone real, real smooth, you know, horses not being able to work, shit like that.
Right.
At that point now where I don't give a fuck. I'd rather laugh than be mad.
That's good. You know?
And I found a group of people in Paint Assassins that like to laugh too.
Yeah.
And
good majority of them do.
Yeah. It's a hoot. And plus you can always ask people questions. You know, why not have a laugh, you know?
Right.
But that started with Cormie, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah. About taking that.
There's so many things that have started in Paint Assassins. I don't even remember how they started anymore, kind of thing.
Believe it or not, when I'm doing a car, I don't stop. I don't take a nap, believe it or not.
It just takes you 2 weeks to go.
It's because
Ted's wired for 2 weeks. No sleep, nothing, just grinding away.
Man, I'm up at 3 a.m.
Jeez.
Getting out of the car because of the coolness.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been using what you recommended, that C-Quartz, you know?
Yeah.
And I put it on that Camaro, too, because I like it. And it's so flipping easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks good on dark-colored vehicles. And it still takes me 8 fucking hours to put 2 coats on.
Listen, since you listened to me about that, we're going to give Marty an extra free plug here. You need to try out Marty's Hyper Clean ceramics. They're one layer, and to me it's slicker than SIC.
Is it? Because that's what puts the slickness on that.
Yeah, I mean it's so ridiculous how slick it is. I did the Porsche. What the hell was that Porsche?
GT3?
No, the Cayman. No, mm-hmm. not the Cayman, the Cayenne. I did that one.
The dark,
I did,
right?
No, that was the all-white one, the sport utility I did a couple weeks back. It was when Marty was actually down, and we kind of did an
impromptu. Now, who's Marty? Because I don't know who you're talking about.
Marty Hill. So Marty has a Pints and Polishing podcast, and he also has Total Auto Solutions.
Sent me a message.
Yeah, there's a code if everybody listens all the way through the commercial when I put it in the podcast. There's a code. You save 15% off your order, including your ceramics. But yeah, you know, in fact, the truck I did this week was a C-Quartz SIC combo. And it was UK and SIC. It was the 2 coats of UK and the one
yeah.
coat of SIC. That the silver truck I did this week. It came out great. I mean, as always. But honestly, I feel that you know, with one layer of Marty's stuff or Hyper Clean, it's the same slickness. It's one layer, and I'm amazed every time I wash one of the cars that I've done it in on how crazy easy it is to wash.
Yeah, I need to find a good one. Yeah, I think about this before.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could try it. I mean, again, I started using it. You know, Bruno had a lot of push in me trying it, and Marty, you know, Marty sent me a couple of bottles to try out. Cause the UK SIC combo was just so good. I didn't want to switch from it.
I didn't either.
But one layer versus 3 layers cuts out a whole hell of a lot of time.
What's Gliss? Is that a topper?
Yeah.
A lot of people like combo with the UK.
Yeah.
What, have you tried it?
No.
I ain't gonna try it then.
No. I just only use UK and SIC because that's what Daddy Knox said to do.
I don't try nothing on my own. I gotta have y'all recommend it. You know,
yeah,
dine, whatever, and put on a car and it'll be fucked up and I can't take that chance.
right, exactly.
I do still like my Crystal Serum Light and XOV4.
Okay, so if you like that, then you'll really like Marty's stuff, because I swear they're super similar. I mean,
good.
I've compared the two, and they react, they go on, come off, look the same, react the same. I mean, I have no idea if they come from the same place or what the deal is, but they're very similar.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Bruno, you still there?
Yeah.
When you think you're gonna go back to work?
Monday.
Really?
Yep.
Sounds like a nice little vacation.
Yeah, really. How many weeks were you out?
Two.
Dang.
It is what it is.
Yep.
But
your wife's okay, right?
Yep, she's okay. She's right here in front of me.
Okay.
You gonna try Marty's stuff?
What?
You gonna try Marty's stuff?
Yeah, I will.
Good.
The car.
Just do it on your car. You got plenty of clear left, don't you?
Fuck, I ain't touch. Mm-mm. And that was the last time. I ain't done it no more. That there ain't no clear on it.
Got to get you a paint gauge and try it out.
I got a paint gauge.
Oh, okay. So that's why you know the
NXT.
Okay. That's why you know there's no paint left on it?
No, it's because you can see the black underneath it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Hey, too good.
Really? It still looks good, but no, I'm done and I can't do it no more.
Gotcha.
I experimented on my car before I ever would put it on another car.
I gotcha.
That's why it's got so much wear and tear on that paint.
God help the next person to get your car.
I'm probably going to sell it when I move. It's got 70,000 miles on it. I told you, I was getting a motorhome.
Yeah.
Did Bruno know that?
Yeah, he was on podcast while you were talking about it.
Remember, started the button because we'd been talking before.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked a little bit before, but
yeah, we did a dry run.
Yeah, we did a dry run.
Yeah.
We had to make sure Ted worked out all the technology kinks.
That's that military shit, man. Let me do a practice run first before I get in the shit.
10 minutes. What?
That's that military fucking mentality. Let me do a fucking dry run before I get into the shit.
I didn't know if I could do. I feel a lot better when I thought we're gonna be on video.
Nah.
Just voices, because video was gonna freak me out.
Didn't I tell you that, Alex?
Yeah, he did. He was asking me how people were going to comment for us. I was like, they're not.
this isn't Facebook Live. This isn't like, no, this, nobody sees this but us.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. But hopefully 100.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Yeah.
How did Alex get started doing this?
Podcasting?
No, detailing.
Oh, if you listen to the podcast, you would know that.
I've only talked
about it 100 million times.
Well, I ain't heard it.
All right. For the other two people that maybe haven't heard it, I started at the car wash in 95.
As a side job or
how? No, I was 22.
Yeah.
21, 22.
Veteran?
No.
Okay. No. What'd you do from 18 to 22? You're
a veteran asshole.
Yeah, yeah. asshole. From 18 to 22, let's see. So my first job was I was a packaging engineer for Albertson's grocery store.
Engineer? Fucking engineer. When did you get the fucking...
Bruno's dying. Listen, man, I didn't want to call myself a bag boy. I called myself a packaging engineer.
Oh, shit.
Engineer. That's like paint professional. What is it? Paint professional.
Paint specialist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I had a real bad accident. One of my cut. Do what?
You got a paper cut.
No, dude, I broke my neck. It was bad. I mean, buddy of mine ran a red light. Because he didn't see it. We were downtown Orlando. We were what, maybe 19, 20 or so. I think we were 19. It was right after graduation. It was right after graduation high school. We were downtown Orlando at night. My buddy didn't really know where we were going. Didn't see that the light had changed red. We got T-boned by a car. I ended up breaking my neck, broke my collar. I actually had what they call a hangman's fracture. It's the C2 vertebrae, and they call it the hangman's fracture because that's where it breaks. Broke my collarbone, tore two ribs from my cartilage, and they called it sub-dislocated both of my shoulders because they didn't completely dislocate, but they weren't where they were supposed to be. So I have issues. When I try to buff or polish up over my head and I have to raise my arms, it ends up hurting my shoulders after a while. So that ended my packaging engineering time at Albertsons.
I bet.
I ended up going to work for my girlfriend at the time. Her dad ran a restaurant. I went and worked for him. Then we broke up. A buddy of mine ran a car wash. It's like, come work at the car wash. And I was like, okay. So I went to go work at the car wash. Started on the front line, or started in the vacuums, made my way to the front line. And then from there, I went into detailing. And then detailing to management to running multiple locations to starting my own detail shop 6 years ago.
6 years?
6 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you've been really doing it on your own for about 6 years.
Yep. Yeah, and I've only been doing like this style detailing for that long. I mean, when I was at the car wash, we were still rotoring everything. I mean, we were buffing waxing.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was still kind of 70s old school, you know, hit it with a rotary and a wool pad or a foam pad and slap some, you know, filler glaze on it, make it look good and slap a wax on it and be done.
First time I started doing this car, I had, what do you call them? Black and Decker freaking. Like, oh shit!
Talking about a rotary, right?
Things and that, those little buffers that I used to put wax and stuff on my car.
Orbital.
Yeah, they're you can get them at Walmart.
Yeah, an orbital.
Yeah, that's what I started with.
Okay.
Yeah, the very first time I did a paint correction on my car, I did that Chemical Guys V series.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just kept going from there.
How'd you like that?
That sucked. I went over that silly thing four times because there's four bottles.
Yep.
And I'm going, no, this can't be right. You know?
Yeah.
Now, though, Angel Wax, that's my go-to right there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is. What do you use, Bruno?
What do I use?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a loaded question.
Is it depends on the paint vehicle?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I have Angel Wax. I use Angel Wax a lot. Recently, I started using Koch Chemi.
Koch Chemi.
How are you liking that?
I love their heavy cut. It's really good. I use Scholl's S2 Black thanks to Alex now. That stuff is magical.
Scholl's?
Yeah.
They have a paint.
I'm not a big fan of their pads. I mean, I like their wool pads, their twisted wool and everything like that, you know.
Yeah.
But they're like, I think they're the ones that have like the spider pads.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate them.
They're not cheap either.
No, they're not. They're like $13 a pop.
What? Why are a lot of people, especially in the 101 group, all of them use this Euro 50-50, and they may only be polishing the car. I looked at that. Isn't that a pretty rough cut looking pad?
Euro 50-50.
Yeah, I see a lot of people in 101 always referring to that pad, and I'm going, what the hell is this pad all about? You don't know?
I've never heard of it.
Me either. I don't know who makes it. Do you know?
Euro, isn't there a Euro manufacturer?
Yeah, that's Buff and Shine.
That's
Buff and Shine has the Euro line.
Okay.
If they're talking about the salt and pepper pad,
twisted. To me, like twisted wool or something.
It's probably a micro wool, kind of similar to the Lake Country one.
Yeah.
Because the Lake Country one looks like that.
With that.
Yeah. No, it's
too. Well, there's a lot of people using it 101 with the
time to put a light on it.
With the 3D one. No.
Tell them to put a light on it.
I will.
It'll change a lot of perspective at that point. I guarantee it. I don't say put a light on it to be a jackass. I mean, I say put a light on it because it fucking helps.
Oh, I know. I found that out on that damn Camaro. It tore me up.
I bet. As soon as I saw that you were doing a Camaro, I was just like, I said my prayers for you, Ted.
But what gets me is the repaint on it.
Uh-huh.
It was terrible. It was really bad. It had that, what you call it, that solvent pop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially on the covered with that.
Right.
And then it seemed like from a door to a quarter panel, I could get the quarter panel looking like a mirror, but the door looked like it had severe, we call it orange peel.
Mm-hmm.
It different texture paint.
Yeah.
And spots and nibs and shit. So I did what I could.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid about it. Fuck it now. God damn, man.
Some other Ted Ripley got paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, man. He just reminded me.
All right. Well, listen. We're coming up on an hour.
No, really?
Yeah, and it's almost 5 o'clock, and I like to keep these things neat and tidy now. So Ted, I'm gonna hit you with the this or that questions.
What?
I'm gonna hit you with the this or that questions. It's this or that. I'm gonna say.
Why is he laughing already?
I don't know.
Already laughing. Ain't nothing.
Turn your hearing aid up, man.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So listen, let me get closer to my microphone so you can hear me. Right. So it's just, I'm just going to ask you this or that. You pick out pick out what you, you know, you just say which one you prefer.
Yeah.
No, no need to go into it. If you want to, you're more than welcome to, but it's this or that. It's literally like Ford or Chevy, and you just say what you like, right?
Ford or Chevy.
That's not the question, but I was just giving you an example, right? All right. Interiors or exteriors?
You mean as far as detailing?
Yeah, as far as what do you prefer?
Exteriors.
Rupes or Flex?
What?
Rupes or Flex?
You mean rupees?
Yeah, the correct way to say it is rupees, but yes, rupees or Flex.
Zen tool. How about that? Rupees.
Cleaning windows or washing and folding towels?
Washing and folding towels. I do all that. All
right. Sun shots or lighted shop shots?
Sun shots. What's that?
Yeah.
What? Fuck that.
Mobile or shop, seeing as how you want to buy an RV and become mobile.
Mobile with a 100-foot bus.
Shit.
Left Twix or right Twix?
Twix?
Yeah, Twix. You know the candy?
Fuck you, dude,
left Twix or right Twix?
Right, I guess.
All
right.
Wax or ceramic?
Ceramic. Fuck wax, man.
All right. And the most important question, the one we can never forget to ask, is are you Team Alex or are you Team Noxy?
Well, I know you better than I know Nox. So I'm Team.
I'll take it.
Sorry, Noxy.
He doesn't
even laugh. Though he laughs at all my gifts.
All right. Not yet. Hang on. All right, Ted. So if somebody wants to reach out to you and they want to, I don't know, talk with you, find out where you get these sweet gifts from, find out why you take so many naps throughout your process. Or maybe if they want to apply to come work at Rip's Garage, how does somebody find you? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, OnlyFans.
Is this a trick?
No, it's not a trick. Somebody wanted to reach out to you, Ted. How did they do it? Rip's Garage. Where? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, OnlyFans?
I only have Instagram and Facebook.
All right. So Rip's Garage on Facebook or Instagram.
Or Ted Ripley in Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, you have TikTok too. We're friends on TikTok.
I know, but I haven't figured out how to fucking make it.
All right, so.
That's a little too technical right now.
All right.
You're lucky you got me on here.
Yeah, I know. it's touch and go there. All right. Bruno, everybody knows they can find you at Jason Bruno or Pain Assassins.
That's right.
So anybody wants to reach out to me, it's Alex Russell CDSV on Facebook or Detail Solutions Podcast on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, I'm going to take this time to throw this out there. I know it's kind of, I should have done it in the beginning. Most people drop off at this point, but anybody still listening, I'm trying to line up season 5, because we've only got we got one more week and then the topic episode week, and then we'll start rolling for season 5. But I want you guys to help me pick season 5 guests. So,
okay.
You Ted, you can if you want. But if anybody's got somebody they want to hear on the podcast, message me, Alex Russell CDSV on Facebook or,
What does the CDSV mean? Is that the initials of your last?
Certified Detailer Skills Validated. It started as a joke, and I'm just too lazy to switch it. So
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah. But yeah. So you guys can message me, Alex Russell CDSV, on Facebook. You can send me a message, Detailed Solutions Podcast on Instagram, or on Facebook if you want to reach out that way. But let's give me some ideas. I mean, I've got a couple of people in mind that I want to reach out to, but I'd like to hear what the listeners
would like. Bill Martin been on there?
Bill Martin's been on here.
Yeah. Has he?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Cormie? If you listen to the podcast, Cormie's you know that. Cormie's been on too. Yeah.
How about Coop DeVille?
Glad talking about Glade, I think.
Oh, Glade. No, I think he told me to go. I think he told me to go somewhere.
All right, I'll talk to his ass. God damn.
It was either him or Darville. One of them told me. No, Darville said he'd be on it. He said he'd be on. He said he's not always an asshole. He'd be on. Anytime I mention the podcast to your boy Glade, he's like never heard of it. So
I'd heard of it, but
everybody's heard of it. Just not everybody's heard it.
Didn't know where to go to watch them.
Yeah, you don't watch it; you just listen to it.
I want
to
make a prediction that this is probably going to be the most listened episode.
Huh?
Oof.
What's that?
I don't know, man. That this will be the most listened episode.
I don't think so.
Dude,
nobody's touching Esme.
Does that mean
can do it, Ted Ripley can do it.
What?
Exactly.
What?
That's the name of that should be the title of this episode. What?
Yeah.
What? What with Rip's garage?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's touching Esme, dude. She's at like 360.
Who?
Esme.
You don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's a detailing girl. We had her on the podcast a long time ago. Beginning of season two. She has 359, I think, listens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has 359, and then Jordan Wells has 183.
Jordan Wells.
Yeah, so there's a pretty big gap. Jennifer Takat has 176. Jason Bruno has 156. And the training episode is 141. Those are the top five podcasts.
Man, I'm still holding top five status, huh?
You are. It was close, man. I thought Rudy was going to take it from you for a while. He was inching up on you. And then Andrew's episode ended up topping him, and then now the trainings video or the trainings episode with Levi and David Patterson has now jumped up. So
where do people know where to find this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every Sunday when it comes out, I post a link in Pain Assassins Detailers Guild, Detailer Science.
Oh, you're putting it in Paint Assassins?
Oh, yeah, I put it everywhere. Everywhere that I can think of.
Oh, all right. Because I want to watch it or listen to it, I mean.
I'll send you the link, make it easy for you so you don't have to look for it. I'll just send when it posts up Sunday night, I'll send you the link.
Okay. And I'll invoice you.
Yeah, sure. Just make sure you punch in the right name.
touche.
And on that note, have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you for being on. Ted, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.